Mental Illness Awareness Week, officially designated as such by Congress in 1990. It's a perfect time to think about planning your organization's workplace mental health initiative for now and in the future. Why mental health? Because it remains a taboo topic and stigma continues to be a barrier to people seeking treatment for common conditions like depression, anxiety, and PTSD. Mental health conditions are experienced by 20% of the U.S. population, including millions of working Americans. This is Mental Health Works, a podcast about workplace mental health. I'm Darcy Guadardaro, Director of the Center for Workplace Mental Health, a program of the American Psychiatric Association Foundation. In this episode, I'll share ideas on how your organization can honor Mental Illness Awareness Week throughout the year by creating a broader understanding of mental health conditions and in doing so, helping to end stigma. At the center, we've worked with hundreds of public and private organizations of all sizes on innovative workplace mental health initiatives. I'll be sharing just some of the impressive work being done by these forward-thinking employers. The work being done by these organizations falls under one or more of three pillars. The first pillar is about raising awareness, helping to end stigma, and upping the visibility of mental health in organizations across industries. The saying, everyone knows someone, is so true, yet many remain uncomfortable discussing mental health. The more we acknowledge the prevalence and impact of these conditions, the more we open the door to people feeling comfortable seeking and sharing support. Want ideas about what to do? Here are three ideas to get organizations started. First, in a newsletter on your organization's intranet, consider creating a mental health corner. Start by telling employees the organization cares about employee mental health and their families. We all have mental health and we need to take care of it. Share that 16 million Americans live with depression and 31% of U.S. adults experiences anxiety every year. What matters more than anything is to know the early warning signs of these common conditions and to get help early, just as you would for any other health condition. Also, as a second approach, consider focusing on an initiative on depression awareness and take advantage of free resources we make available through Right Direction, a free and fully customizable initiative that provides posters, PowerPoints, and other assets to raise awareness about depression and encourages people to get help when they need it. Third, consider inviting in a community organization like NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness, with chapters across the country to do a presentation on how mental health conditions impact individuals and families. This is another great way to connect employees that might need some extra support, either for themselves or their families, with community organizations that can be quite helpful. The second pillar is around creating a mentally healthy organizational culture. Once you've raised awareness, or actually while you're raising awareness, consider taking stock of your organization's culture. What is the working environment like in your organization? If there tends to be high levels of stress, does your organization offer stress management, apps or training or any other approach to helping employees manage their stress? Excessive levels of stress can be directly related to the onset of depression, anxiety, and substance use. This can certainly be costly for employers, not just in healthcare costs, but also in lost productivity, lower performance, and retention. Training in resiliency, mindfulness, and meditation can also be helpful. So too can manager training. So managers are aware of the impact of culture on mental health and are comfortable asking an employee they are concerned about if they're okay. Also, be sure managers know how to connect employees with services and supports. Does the organization offer telework and alternative schedules? Are there policies and procedures in place for employees that would like to take a mental health day? Has the organization found ways to communicate to employees that seeking help for a mental health condition will not lead to negative work-related consequences? That, after all, you can bet is on the minds of many of employees. They wonder, will I get that promotion? Will I get that plum project assignment? Will I get more responsibility? These are the issues that contribute to organizational climate and culture. The third pillar really focuses on access to services and supports. Once you've done great work at raising awareness, addressing stigma, and creating a healthier organizational climate and culture, it's time to really look at what is it employees can access should they need services or supports for mental health or substance use conditions. Many employers offer EAPs, employee assistance programs, yet the number of employees using them is low. So employers are looking for innovative ways to encourage their employees to use the EAP. But let's get beyond the EAP. Many employees struggle with accessing mental health care because of major challenges in navigating mental health services. For starters, the network of mental health professionals accepting insurance and new patients is a big challenge. People are routinely told there are long wait times, mental health providers are not accepting insurance, and they must pay large sums of money out of pocket. That is simply not going to work for many employees, especially those who finally come forward and seek help when they need it. The challenges also extend to the quality of care people get, whether it's for a mental health or a substance use condition. Unfortunately, the care that's delivered to many is done so with limited accountability. This despite the existence of effective care models, including care that can be delivered in the primary care setting through the collaborative care model. At the center, we created recommendations for employers with concrete steps that can be taken in 5 key areas for improving access to mental health and substance use care. Employers stand in a key position to make a difference by leveraging their purchasing power to improve access to services and supports, and we strongly encourage them to do so. What happens when employees get timely, effective, and affordable care? You can bet they return to work with improved productivity, performance, and reduced overall healthcare costs. It's important, too, to remember that the overarching importance of leadership support for workplace mental health cannot be overstated. When a member of the C-suite, a small business owner, or an executive level leader talks about the importance of mental health in the workplace, and communicates organizational concern for the mental health and well-being of employees, it catapults forward an organization's workplace mental health initiative. After all, leadership sets the tone for organizations, and their involvement truly matters. So, as we honor in 2019 another Mental Illness Awareness Week, why not make a commitment to raising awareness, ending stigma, creating a mentally healthy culture, and improving access to mental health and substance use care. With leadership on board, you will certainly see a high ROI. You can learn more about the Center for Workplace Mental Health, Right Direction, an initiative focused on raising depression awareness and encouraging employees to get help when they need it, and innovative approaches employers are taking on all 3 pillars, and securing leadership support at our website, workplacementalhealth.org. That's all for this episode of Mental Health Works. Thanks for tuning in.